Welcome to Shomar Shomar and the Daf Shir sponsor Luyish Basar Biakoshom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Kiddushi Da Choftes. The Gemara in Mudbeis brings a discussion if it's better to be Noise Isho Vachakachil Motoiro, for a person should first get married and then learn Toiro, or first we'll learn Toiro and then Isa Isho. And the Gemara concludes and says, Halan Valu, it depends if B'nai Eretz Yisrael or B'nai Bavel. If they should marry first or learn Toiro first. Rashi learns that Bnei Bavel would marry first and then learn Torah, and Bnei Eretz Yisrael the opposite. Torah says no, Bnei Bavel would learn Torah first and then get married, Bnei Eretz Yisrael would first marry and then learn Torah. Then the Gemara continues and says, towards the end of the Amud, that until 20 years, Kadosh Baruch Hu waits for someone to get married. Once he gets to the age of 20, the Lo Yinaseh did not marry, Oimer Tipach Atzmoisov. His bones should inflate. Meaning it's a terrible thing for not getting married after the age of 20. The Shaila is this talking about the previous Gemara or not? Well, the Gemara there said first to learn Torah and then get married, or the opposite. Are we talking after the age of 20? Or that's only before the age of 20. Once you get to the age of 20, then you have Tipach Atzmoisov. So the Chor, when we could combine the Dira Meforshim over here, we come to a clear understanding of the Sugya. The Maharal in Der Chaim explains, what's the idea of the age of 20? It goes in the Mishnah there in Perk Hei that says, the Ben Estrim Lirduf. When you get to the age of 20, you start running after things. Says Ma'arot Pshat. So he says like this. When a person gets to the age of 18, that's when his body becomes Sholem. His body becomes complete. That's when he can get married. Once the body is complete, you can get married. But the Tzuro, which refers to the Neshama, to all the spiritual aspects of the Adam, that's not complete until he reaches the age of 20. This is also brought down in the name of the Arizal, the same idea, that there's certain type of stages in the age of a person, and the completion of the guf and tzura, the guf of the neshama, come when the person reaches the age of 20. Says the Maharal, that's the reason that based in Shemala, they're not punishing until you get to the age of 20. Because until a person is not 100% mature, both physically and spiritually, they're based in Shemala, don't judge. So that's why, that's the idea of the age of 20. Says the Maharal there, that's the pshat in our Gemara. When a person reaches, until he reaches the age of 20, he's still growing, either in a physical way or in a spiritual way. So therefore, he's not required yet to get married. But once he's complete, both with a chomer and tzura, body and soul, now if he doesn't get married, then you have the tiny of a Kadosh Baruch Hu tipach atzmoisov, as the Mashal points out, he's mimas et tzura. A man and woman to get married, they complete, so to speak, the revelation of Hashem in the world. And he's not doing that on the time we're supposed to do that, and that's why Tipach Atzmoisov. The Maharal Nesivas Oilam, Nesivas Prishus, adds to it. The cause when a person is growing and developing, so all the koiches that he has are being geared towards his development. But once a person is finished, he's ready, complete, he's mature enough, he has his body and he has neshama, his koiches that he has are going out to waste. And that's the Aveiro of Hihuri Aveiro and Keri. Because he has all these great koichas that he has, and it is not going not for his development, and he's not getting married, these koichas are causing him to do Aveiros. So it comes out according to the Maharal, that the idea of the age of 20 that Gemara mentions is because of the fact that a person cannot be betahara. When he's fully complete, then he needs to use his koichas to get married. Reb Tzadok HaKohen in Tzidkas HaTzadik Ois Kuf Zayin says Dover Niflamoid. He says that a person needs to learn Torah B'Tahara. There's a requirement. That's why Ezra said you have to go to the mikvah. But the Gemara in Brachas told us that they stopped going to the mikvah because of Bitul Torah. Meaning, what does it mean because of Bitul Torah? It means that the Torah is so strong that it purifies all these koichas that try to do the wrong thing. And therefore, there's no need to go to the mikvah. The tahara of the Torah really purifies the body. Says Reb Tzadok, this is when they went to Bavel, and they had Talmud Bavli, as the Gemara is going to tell us the next daf, which is full mabalul b'mikro v'mishno v'gemara. You have there, the entire Torah is included in Talmud Bavli. When we got to that level of Torah, that's when they stopped going to the mikvah. And that's what the Gemara tells us over here, ha'lehan v'alehu. Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they first get married, then they learn Torah, as Tosfos tells us. But Bnei Bavel, they learn Torah first. What about the Tahara needs to happen? Says Reb Tzadok, you don't need a Tahara, because when the Koyach HaTorah is so strong, that purifies the body. that turns all the koiches hara to be good. So that's why Bnei Bavel don't have the requirement to get married first. And that's what the Gemara says, Rechaim b'tzavoro of Yasak b'toyro. That Rechaim b'tzavoro has to do with b'tul toyro, meaning when the toyro is so strong, so we just rely on the toyro to purify all these elements of koiches hatuba. So putting these two things together, the Maharal with the Tzikas HaTzadik, comes out when the Gemara told us that Lilmoy Torah of Elisa Isha afterwards, that's after you reach the age of 20. Because until the age of 20, you don't even have the challenge, you don't even have the problem. But once you get to the age of 20, what purifies a person and doesn't require to get married is the Torah, as Zoe explains, Reb Tzodik and Tzidik HaTzadik. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list, to what's a good, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.